Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Let me start out by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And the reason I'm saying thank you, because this has been the most popular month ever. This has been the most popular month since I've been doing this, since I've started. And that's been a long time. That's been a large number of years. However, this month by far has been the best month going, period. So thank you, and let's keep that going. Let's keep that going, and let's just keep doing it, doing what it do, baby boo. I don't have a problem with smokers. I don't have a problem with people who smoke. If anything, I understand. If anything, I can just empathize. I can just put myself in your shoes and understand the vice and understand what does it mean and how does it feel. I get it. I don't have a problem with you smoking and somehow your smoke blows in my face. I don't have a problem going out and being in a social environment and having a large number of smokers around. That's the social contract that I agree to. That's what I agree to by going out and putting myself in this social situation. And being in a social situation, I understand, I recognize that people want to smoke when they drink. People are going to smoke when they drink. People have to smoke when they drink. People need to smoke to calm down from drinking. I get it. I understand it. No judge. No judge. Actually, no judge zone. Definitely not judging that. I get it. I understand. That's not the issue. That's not an issue. And that's not a problem. If we are out and about and there's no assigned smoking area where you should smoke or where you can smoke, and I'm out and about, and that's just how it is and that's just how it goes, no problem, no issue. Even if I'm on the highway or I'm on the street somewhere and I got the top back, the windows down, and somebody's in front of me smoking and I can smell their smoke, or beside me and smoking and I can smell the smoke and it's coming in and just polluting the air in my car, I have no issue with that. I have no problems with that. That doesn't bother me one iota. In fact, I may mention it that it bothers me. I may throw that out there, a subtle jab, whatnot. But it doesn't register. It doesn't keep me up at night. It doesn't have me running around in circles trying to figure out how to make this stop. None of that. And smoking is not the worst thing ever. It's a vice. It's a vice. I get it. I know you first wake up in the morning, you need that drag off that cigarette. You need that smoke off that cigarette. First time in the morning. Then before you eat, you need that smoke. After you eat, you need that smoke. While you're eating, you need that smoke. When you're stressed out or things just ain't going the way it should and you just need that little break, maybe go to your happy place, maybe do your happy dance, maybe do your woosa, your pressure points, and I got to relax and calm down. I got to get some chill. And you probably smoke then. None of these things are an issue. Sure, they're ramifications and hazards of smoking, and definitely not here to promote smoking. Definitely not here to promote smoking. Yeah, there are hazards. There are drawbacks. There are issues that come along with that. Not here to address that one way or the other. No judge zone. Remember? No judge zone. I do have an issue with one thing, though. It's one thing that I can't understand. There's one thing that I can't quite place my finger on. And it's definitely one thing that bothers me on a level where it's definitely go mode. It is time to go. And depending on the answer you give, or depending on the reaction, it is go. It's not, I wish you would, but it's definitely go. And all these other things that I talked about and just addressed, none of those fall under those, under that spectrum. Like I say, if I'm going out to a happy place, social spot, a lounge, a bar, a club, or anywhere that's a night out where they allow smoking and there's designated places to smoke and what have you, that's cool. No issue. No problem with that. None. So what, little smoke get on my clothes? So what did I smell like an ashtray? That's not a problem for me. That's not an issue. If you ask me, would it be something that I would want per se, or something that I would recommend? It's like, I want to go out tonight, but I want to smell like smoke. Then come on now. Let's not be intellectually dishonest here. Of course I wouldn't want that. Of course I wouldn't want that. But also, I'm not going to sit there and just be frantic and a nervous Nelly and just bouncing around off the walls here and there, there and here about, is there smoke? I can't get just a drop of smoke on me. I'm more realistic than that. I mean, it's cool to go to that fantasy land. It's cool to have that fantasy land experience that's not grounded in reality. However, when you want to mingle and when you want to have a good time and be, you know, social, there's some things you're going to have to agree to. There's a contract that you're going to have to make. There are some issues that you're just going to have to put to the side and say, yeah, I know, I have standards. I have high standards. There's certain things I won't do. There's certain things I won't allow. There's certain things I won't be around. But this isn't high up on the list. This isn't high up on the list. No. Like I say, there's one thing that's just definitely bothersome. And there's one thing about this whole issue where, yeah, it's time to go. It's go mode. It's go mode. Not, I wish you would, but yeah, it's go time. It is time to go. And I'm not talking about time to go to the store. Not talking about time to go to the store. It's time to go. You got to go. You got to bounce. You got to leave. And this all has to do with not necessarily just being the outcast, not necessarily just being the bad person. I understand the vice. I understand your plight. I understand the addiction. I understand. I get all of that. I get all of it, except when it's a public place and we're out and there's an actual sign that says no smoking. There's an actual area that says no smoking, and you ignore that and you smoke there anyway. It says no smoking. You ignore it and you smoke anyway. Granted. I know, I get that maybe depending on how deep this addiction goes, you might can't understand the no smoking. Maybe you don't get the concept of the no smoking. Maybe you just haven't been there before and it's just it's new to you. You made a mistake. But then when it's pointed out that it's a no smoking, he's like, oh, okay, three hands up. My bad. Made a mistake. See, I'm not a bad person. I'm not an evil guy. It's me. It's me now. Come on. We have this bond. You know me. You know me. You know that I just wouldn't. I just wouldn't. Take that to an evil level. I just wouldn't. Take that to a bad guy level. I just wouldn't do something that's just so unconventional. Not me. It's me. You know my dreams. You know my aspirations. You know my goals. You know my New Year's resolution. This is me now. Therefore, that's not an issue. This is no smoking. You're new. You smoke there. Hey, charge it to the game. People make mistakes. We make mistakes. No one is perfect. I get it. All right. Go mode averted. No problem. No issue. However, if you frequent this establishment or you frequent this place all the time and you willingly, knowingly smoke in a non-smoking area, willingly, knowingly smoking in a non-smoking area, and you just like, I don't care. And you can give two flips about it. That's go time. That is go time. That's go time. That is time to go. That is reason to go. That is reason to pop off. That is reason to go dumb. Googly peeps. Googly. And see, that's why I just don't know what else to do. I just don't know what else to say. Because at that point, all of this understanding goes out the window. All of this knowledge of how addiction works goes out the window. All of this, okay, I'm gonna be the bigger man here. All that goes out the window. All of that goes out the window. Even just waiting for you to finish, that goes out the window. Because you frequent this place all the time. The rules haven't changed. Things haven't changed. You've been told before that this isn't the place to smoke. Cannot smoke here. There's a sign. There are signs. There are areas. There are line drawings. There's all indications that you can't do that here. But yet you choose to ignore, not care, just bump that and do it anyway. Yeah, all of my understanding goes out the window. All of my, shucks. By golly gee, Willie. Let him just finish. All of that it's gone. The benefit of the doubt is no longer there, because now that just telling me, now that's letting me know that you are, I wish somebody would, I wish you would come tell me that I can't smoke. I wish you would come tell me. And you think that this would be something where it would be in reverse. You would think that this would be something that would be in reverse. Wouldn't you be trying to hide the fact that you are, you know, smoking in a non-smoking area, maybe hiding behind objects, smoking fast and quick as possible, doing something to avert attention, doing something to not draw attention to yourself, doing something to just getting by, just getting that quick smoke in, out, bam, in, out, gone, in, out, gone. But now when you just sit back, prop your feet up, take your time, just looking at, staring, and thinking to yourself, I wish would tell me I can't smoke here. I wish would come and stop me from smoking. That's go mode. That's go time. And that's where I have an issue. And everything goes out the window. Everything's out the window. That's how that's when people lose their religion. People lose their religion over that. And this is me. This is me. I don't do that. I don't come from that bad place. All this is coming from a good place. All this is coming from good intentions. Good intentions, a good place. Why can't we just get along? Why can't we just have some understanding? Why can't you understand that some people, the people that don't smoke, don't want smoke in a no smoke area? I can deal with smoke in smoke area. I can deal with smoke in a social setting when we establish this social contract of ours. But when it's a public place, and but when it's clearly, clearly stated that smoking is frowned upon here, and you clearly break the rule, that's when it's time to go. That is when it's time to go. That is go mode. That is reason to go. It's reason to go. It's time to go. It's go mode. But come on now. You got to be smarter than, you got to be smart. You have to put all this information within your supercomputer, which better known as a brain, and kind of balance out the risk reward factor here. Risk reward factor. And come up with the answer for yourself. Come up with what's good for you in that situation. I know what's good for me in that situation. What's good for me in that situation is I got to do what I got to do, and I got to make it back. I got to make it back so I can get me some football on. I can't be caught up in some place where there ain't no football. I can't be held up waiting to get out of some place when I'm trying to watch football. Football is back. The international thing is no longer, it's not here. I got my leagues back. I got my pre-league. I got my bundle league. I got my league. I got my league on. I got my football back. I ain't trying to get rid of my football. I can tolerate a little, you know, smoke here and there. I can't get rid of my football. My football can't go away. Because my football go away, that ain't good for nobody. And especially for me.